The past four Sundays preparing for tonight, I've had us take another look at some of the most popular and beloved songs of Advent and Christmas. For in addition to their function of putting us in the Christmas spirit, we asked what messages the carols give us about the meaning of the incarnation, that is, the nativity event, when God came among us in human flesh. Just 2 days ago, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we looked at Joy to the World, which is a carol that I call the accidental Christmas carol. You can go to our website to find out why I called it that, or to learn more about other carols like Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, O Come, Emmanuel. At our website, you can read or print or listen to those messages. But tonight, let's consider the Christmas carol that was probably the first one you learned when you were a child, Away in a Manger. Believe it or not, we don't know who wrote the words to Away in a Manger. We only know when the words were first published. The original two verses, the first two verses, were published in the year 1885. A long time ago, but then again, not that long ago. A third verse was added by someone else, again, we don't know who, when the text was printed in a different book about 7 years later. Well, how quickly did Away in a Manger become a popular Christmas carol? About 50 years later, it was the year 1945, a music librarian wrote an article in a journal listing 41 musical settings that had been composed for Away in a Manger. 41. Now, it's customary for composers to give a name to the musical setting of church hymns, church carols. Of those 41 melodies, the tune we're most familiar with, the one we just sang, that one is called Mueller. It was written by a guy named James Murray. Now, Murray was just 22 years old when he wrote his very first song. That was in the year 1863 when he was a soldier in the Union Army and they were encamped in Virginia. Murray, after the Army, would become music teacher, an editor for a music publisher. He was probably in his 40s when he composed the tune that we know best for Away in a Manger. But if you looked in our hymnal, you would see that Away in a Manger actually appears twice, on two different pages, side by side. And that's done because in Great Britain, Away in a Manger is usually sung to a different melody, a melody called Cradle Song. And that's the one that we sang when we did the middle verse of that carol. Ironically, that British favorite was composed by an American from Philadelphia. William Kirkpatrick started out as a furniture maker, believe it or not, but he became an accomplished church musician and probably wrote his tune Cradle Song when he was in his mid-30s. So we know where the music came from, we just don't know where the words came from. Perhaps the reason Away in a Manger is so beloved is because the sentiment expressed is simple. It's childlike. Who can't relate to a baby laying down his head for a peaceful nap, whether back then on a coarse wool blanket spread over a cradle of straw, or nowadays on the quilted padding that lines an infant car seat? And who can't imagine a sleeping baby being startled awake, whether in that holy stable by the lowing of cattle or in recent days by the sudden of a delivery person at the front door dropping off a package. It expresses simple childlike sentiment. The text even speaks from the point of view of a child. At first, the child is quietly watching as an amazing scene unfolds. Young parents admiring their sleeping newborn placed in a makeshift cradle. Cattle doing what they do, eating, resting, seemingly unconcerned about the presence of these three new, unfamiliar stablemates. And then starting halfway through the second verse, the text becomes a child's simple prayer. Stay close by me, Lord Jesus. Bless all children. And perhaps that simple prayer is why this carol is so powerful. These lyrics don't try to take on heady academic theological discussion. The carol doesn't try to cover every possible point of debate raised by God's surprising, unique act of incarnation. The carol's sweet lullaby melody cuddles us like the comforting protection of a loving parent's secure embrace. The beloved carol, Away in a Manger, assures us that we are always, always under the nurturing care of a God who watches over us like a sky full of stars looking down where the baby lay asleep on the hay.